Today's Tanya for the 29th of Elul is in the Geras HaKedesh. It's Simon Yutes, the 19th letter. It's on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 490. Simon Yutes. Eita Er Kisalmo. He wraps himself with light, in light, like a garment. Hine B'lekute Teira Shel HaRizal. Pasha Kisiso, Pasha Vayikro, in the Lakute Torah of the Arizal, Kosav, he writes there, Ki Hasogas Meshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholeim, that Meshe Rabbeinu's grasp of godliness, Leheisa Bebechinas Pnimiyiz Dechoch Me'ilo, did not reach the level of the inner aspect of divine Chochmo, Hanikra Abodatzilus, which is called the Father. In Atzilus, Chochma is called the Father. Chochma Ilod, the divine Chochma is called Abba Atzilus. Kol Shkein V'Sviras HaKeser Shevamayla Mimeno, and certainly not to the level of Keser, which is even higher than Chochma, Hanikra Arech Anpin, that is called Arech Anpin. There Meshe's grasp certainly did not reach. Rather, he understood and grasped only the external part of Chochma, Hamalubeshes Bibino, that part of Chochma that is clothed in Bina, that relates to Bina, Hamislabeshes, and the Bina in turn is clothed Bezayin Sviris Tachteneis in the seven lower attributes, Shenikraim Zo, that are called Ze'ed Anpin. The emotions of the ten attributes, Seid HaTeira, which is the origin of Teira, Umispashetes Atzev Dalet Sviris HaTachteneis, and it spreads from through these seven attributes into the four lower attributes, Shehein, Netzach Heid Yiseid Malchus, which are the four attributes of Netzach Heid Yiseid and Malchus, as they were explained earlier. And only there, on the last four attributes, only there did Moshe grasp the inner aspect of those levels. But concerning the higher level of Chochma, and certainly Keser, he grasped only the external part. So what he grasped was only, what he grasped inwardly, was only the inwardness, the inner aspect of Netzach Heid Yiseid Malchus. Ava lemailam Netzach Heid Yiseid Malchus, but in those levels that are higher than these four attributes of Netzach Heid Yiseid Malchus, nehim lehoiso leishum hasaga bepnimius, Meisha did not have any inner understanding of their inner aspects, kiyim bebechinas achurayim bechochma. Rather, he understood only the external, the hind part of the Chochma, Hamelubeshes Bibino. What is the hind part? What is the external part? The part of Chochma that is not for itself. Not Chochma for the sake of Chochma, but Chochma as it relates to Bina. Hamelubeshes Umispashetes Tech Pnimi is the Netzached Yiseid Malchus, Veseid Nevlis Chochma, which in turn flows from Bina into the inner aspect of Nehim, Netzach Heid Yiseid Malchus, Shalemailo, Teira Shehi B'chinas Zo. This is the level of Teira, which is the level of Ze'er Ampin, of the seven emotions. Uchidachsi V'le'isa Esachedai, and as it says concerning Moshe, that you will see my back, Uponai Lo Yareyu, Yerou, but they will not see my face. Ayin Shom Uvishad HaNavua Perikali. So the Arizal writes that Moshe Rabbeinu grasped only the external aspects of Chochma and certainly of Kesed, and concerning the internal grasp, internally, he grasped only the levels of Netzach Heid Yiseid Malchus. L'cheire Yesh Lahafli. Now, this seems rather surprising. The Torah itself says that they will never be as great a Novi as Moshe. So how is it possible that the Arizal was able to grasp more than Moshe? The Dorash Kama Drushim, and we see that he did because he gave many talks and many teachings, Bebechinas Pnimius, in the inner aspect of the attributes, Afilu Besviris Madregis Rabbe Shalemaila Mihachochmo Bekeser Datsilus. Not only of the inner aspect of Chochma and of Kesed, but even many levels that are higher than Chochma and even higher than Kesed of Atzilus. So we have to explain how is it that the Arizal was able to grasp the inner aspect of those attributes that Moshe, the greatest prophet, as Taita testifies, that he is the greatest prophet, yet he was not able to grasp it, and the Arizal was. Today's Hayem Yem, for the 29th day of Elul, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe writes that Slichas is said in the morning, and we don't say Tachnun. Also, we say HaToras Nedorim with a minyan, and we make an Erev Tavshilim. In the body of the text, the Rebbe writes that it is the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek, who was born in the year Tov Kuf Mem Tes. From the Rebbe, Alte Rebbe's many statements, teachings, there is this statement where the Alte Rebbe said, we have no idea, we don't understand at all, how precious the body of a Jew is to God.